This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We could, if we wanted to, do economic statistics all the live long day. Quote numbers and percentages and analysis until the cows come home. That, however, is not good radio. So we try to keep that kind of thing to a minimum. But there is one piece of data that pretty well sums up where we are right now as an economy, something called the labor force participation rate. The percentage of Americans either working or actively looking for work is the lowest it's been in 35 years. People of all ages are dropping out of the workforce, but one group stands out: women of the baby boom. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Back in 2007, economists at the Bureau of Labor Statistics made a very well-researched prediction of how many people would be in the workforce right now. Just one thing they didn't predict: the Great Recession, which knocked 4 million people who had planned to be working right out of the workforce. They're not in jobs now, and they're not looking for jobs either. Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute has crunched the numbers.
Most of the missing workers over the age of 55, around 500,000, most of those are women.
So 500,000 missing baby boomer women. They got laid off or quit in the downturn. Shierholz says it's hard for them to get re-employed.
Right now, because of the weak job opportunities, they are doing something else. And we don't know a whole lot about what they're doing.
So where have all the older women gone? Some of them are here at a local community college in Portland, Oregon.
There's a great book. It's called The 225 Best Jobs for the Baby Boomers.
The college hosts a program for job seekers over 50, part support group, part how to look younger for your next interview.
If you haven't upgraded your glasses in a while, go get that. There's, you know, places you can go, very inexpensive to have done.
Several of the women in the class have given up even looking for work over the last few years. Chris Clothier's 65, living alone. She took a buyout from a government job and figured she'd find something else to boost her retirement account.
I really thought I could get a data entry job relatively easily, part-time. You know, I figured somebody would need me.
No such luck.
The interviews for the grocery store jobs were like, how will you be supportive of people who come into the store and everything? And I totally understand that they want super friendly, super good people. And yet at 65, there's a part of me that just goes, why am I doing this? Trying to fit myself into somebody else's mold.
Several women in the class had taken time out after being laid off to care for elderly parents. And Heidi Shierholz points out that some of the missing boomer women are okay with not working anymore.
Not everybody in this pool of missing workers is completely unhappy.
I almost wish I didn't have to go back to work because I was very busy, you know, doing my own thing all day.
That's Carol Schroeder. She's 65, lives in suburban New York, and was laid off from her secretarial job 2.5 years ago. She just landed a part-time job, data entry.
I'm not really excited about it. I'm excited about the money because we've really been strapped. We recently had our 26th wedding anniversary, and my husband said we're going to blow $100, and that's just the way it was. And I had lobster and he had steak. But, you know, we don't do that maybe once or twice a year.
Schroeder only plans to work until her husband retires next year, which doesn't surprise career counselor Minda Redburn. She says many boomer women grew up not expecting to work their whole lives, even though they worked much more than their own mothers.
If they don't have to work financially, why would they? It's not as important to them in terms of self-image to have a job as it is to their male counterparts.
Chris Clothier thinks if the only jobs women her age can find are a big step down, they won't stick with them.
I think men have always been raised to be the quote-unquote provider, and so they're going to stick with a job no matter what till the end. And I think women perhaps have less tolerance for that.
And guess what? More men in that 55 to 64 age bracket have stayed on the job than economists expected. They're trying to squeeze out every last dime from working before they finally retire. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.